When he woke the next morning, the streets were empty and there was no one to be seen. He left the house and looked up and down the hill, but not a soul was to be found. Somewhere in the distance, a single church bell tolled slowly, but there was no other sound. No birdsong, no hum of traffic, nothing. Starting to feel anxious now, he walked up past the farm, towards the church, along the path by the school and into the main square. The bell had stopped ringing now, but a fragile tune, perhaps played on a fiddle, had taken its place. And that's where he saw them for the first time, a circle of children dancing mutely, each of their faces a mask of concentration, yet somehow alive and happy.